Self Could Be Radio, right here on the World Wide Web.
Thank you. Let me get ready to ride this horse. I can't ride no pony cause my leg is too long.
We're broadcasting out of South Kootenay Radio, out of the Creston Valley. Beautiful sunny day.
A different hue to your picture, a different ending to this fairy tale. When the sunset into which we sail, you want everything to be just like.
Edition is the daily news program that puts news into perspective. You can learn more by visiting the program section of NPR.org.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. While lawmakers in Ukraine's parliament work to form an interim government, there's anger brewing in Ukraine's eastern provinces. Demonstrators in Crimea, which is considered pro-Russian, staged protests in the city of Simferopol today against Ukraine's rapid change of government. But they were opposed by even more protesters supporting closer ties with Europe. Police in the Crimean province work to keep the group separated. Meanwhile, Russian media reports Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered an immediate test of the combat readiness of Russian troops in central and western Russia, which borders Ukraine. President Obama has spoken with Afghanistan's president and warned him if he doesn't sign a pending security agreement, the United States will withdraw all troops by the end of the year. The White House says Obama has ordered the Pentagon to draw up plans for this option. Meanwhile, the head of NATO warns if Afghan leaders cannot agree with the U.S. on the security pact, NATO will leave Afghanistan too. Secretary General Anders Fos Rasmussen says that is not the military alliance's preferred option. A legal challenge to Michigan's ban on same-sex marriage continues today in a federal courtroom in Detroit. Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta reports.
April DeBoer and Jane Rouse want to get married so they can jointly adopt the children they're raising together. They're challenging the amendment that was approved in a statewide election 10 years ago. Their lawyers hope the trial will also debunk research that's been used to deny marriage and adoption rights to same-sex couples. The state's lawyers say it's a question that's best left to Michigan voters. Judges in three other states have struck down gay marriage bans since the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the Federal Defense of Marriage Act this past summer. For NPR News, I'm Rick Pluta in Detroit.
The U.S. government is fining Asiana Airlines $500,000. NPR's Brian Naylor reports the government says the airline failed to properly assist families of passengers in last summer's crash landing of a jet in San Francisco.
The Department of Transportation says Asiana failed to adhere to a family assistance plan airlines are supposed to implement after an accident resulting in a loss of life. Carriers are supposed to publicize a toll-free number for families to call, as well as notify family members of a crash as soon as possible. The Department of Transportation says Asiana took 5 days to reach family members of all 291 passengers. The department says it's the first time it's fined an airline for such violations. Flight 214 from Seoul clipped a seawall as it landed at San Francisco International Airport last July. 3 people were killed and dozens injured. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
The state of Missouri executed Michael Taylor early this morning. Taylor was convicted of kidnapping teenager Ann Harrison from her driveway and murdering her in 1989. This is NPR. A Senate investigation says some Americans are avoiding paying billions of dollars in taxes. That's because they are secreting the money in certain Swiss banks. The bank Credit Suisse gave information on more than 22,000 U.S. clients holding accounts there, totaling at least $10 billion. The Senate panel alleges the bank recruited Americans to open accounts between 2001 and 2008 and then helped them conceal the money from the IRS. The Obama administration has proposed new rules that would make it tougher for companies such as Coca-Cola and Pepsi to advertise sugary drinks to children inside schools. NPR's Allison Aubrey has more.
This is not the first time the First Lady's Let's Move initiative has talked up the goal of getting sugary drinks and junky snacks out of schools. And rules have already been changed to limit what kinds of snacks and drinks can be sold. The new focus is to ensure that children, as the First Lady put it, are not bombarded with ads for junk food. As part of the fourth anniversary of the Let's Move initiative, the White House has an additional announcement expected later this week, the release of an updated nutrition facts label. The current label has been in place since the early 1990s, and advocates say consumers need more and clearer information about calories and serving sizes. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
North Carolina may require Duke Energy to move two coal ash dumps that have spilled toxic material into the Dan River this month. One spill poured at least 30,000 tons of toxic coal ash into the water. The second leak was discovered as officials probed the first one. Duke Energy says that both leaks have now been sealed. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.
Fortune teller had my fortune read. I didn't know what to tell her. I had a dizzy feeling in my head. Then she took a look at my palm. She said, "Sonny, you feel kind of warm." She looked into a crystal ball and said, "You're in love." I said, "I couldn't, that be so. I'm not passionate with the girls I know." She said, "When the next one arrives, you'll be looking into her eyes." I left there in a hurry, looking forward to my big surprise. The next day I discovered that the fortune teller told me a lie. I hurried back down to that woman, as mad as I could be. I told her I didn't see nobody. Why'd she make a fool out of me? Then something struck me, as if it came from up above. While looking at the fortune teller, I fell in love. Now I'm a happy fella. Well, I'm married to the fortune teller. We're happy as we can be. Now I get my fortune told for free. Now I'm a happy fella. Well, I'm married to the fortune teller. We're happy as we can be. And I get my fortune told for free.
say, forget the day and dream of a girl I used to know. I close my eyes and she slipped away. She slipped
To Tim in the Morning, weekdays 7:30 till 9, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Hang up to my wrist, I drag it everywhere I go. Sometimes I find you with my fist, but if I knew which way is home,
where I go. I'm a corner cut loose. I'll bring that whiskey in my water. Sometimes I get the blues, but I know I shouldn't bother. Where I go,
pack my suitcase and make my deal. When I'm troubled, I'm all good. And I never be satisfied, and I just can't keep up. Yeah, I know my little old babe, she gonna jump and shout. That old train be let go, and I come walking. I'm over. Yet I never be satisfied. and I just can't keep up. Yeah, I know somebody sure been talking to you. I don't need no telling, girl, I can watch the way you come. I'll be all right. Never be satisfied, but I just can't keep said. Just like I've been telling you, girl, you're gonna have to meet my. But I'm trouble, I'm always. Yeah, and I never be satisfied, I just can't keep up. Yeah, my baby, she couldn't be. Seemed like mama was dead. I got real wood, yeah, and she drove it to my head. I be trouble, I be all right now. Yeah, and I never be satisfied, I just can't keep up.
There's a cross up yonder on Calvary Hill. There's a slip of blood on the silver knife. There's a graveyard kid down below. Red night did come to light. Well, above the stars they crackle in fire. A dead man's moon throws seven rays. Well, we put our ears to the cold gravestones. This is the song they'd sing. We are alive. And though our bodies lie alone here in the dark, our spirits rise to carry a fire and light the spark to stand shoulder to shoulder and heart to heart. Voice cried, I was killed in Maryland in 1877 when the railroad workers made their stand. Well, I was killed in 1963, one Sunday morning in Birmingham. Well, I died last year crossing the southern desert. My children left behind in San Pablo. Well, they've left our bodies here to rot. Oh, please let them know we are alive. Alone here in the dark, our souls will rise to carry the fire and light the spark to fight shoulder to shoulder and heart to black and 6 foot low.
let alone the blackness of my grave. Alone I'd been left to die, and I heard voices calling all around me. The earth rose above me, my eyes filled with sky. We are alive, and our bodies lie alone in the dark. Our souls and spirits rise to carry the fire and light the sun. Shoulder and heart to heart, to stand shoulder to shoulder and heart to heart. We are
above, baby, don't you know? Tip that I'm on, man, it's the bomb. Did I ever tell you you look like my mom? And you smile, I can tell you pull me apart as well. And put me back together, hey, to break my heart and sell it. Ice cream and fudge, give me the nuts, live a dope, honey. You be the judge, you got bullets, I got time. You bring the bullets, I bring the wine. You bring the bullets, I bring my mind. I can tell you where it is, but I can tell you where it's at. Money, honey, it's your only friend, you know. Your friends may take a while for money. Be there in the end, you're in a spin. Oh, it ain't no sin. Drink some gin and have yourself some fun every now and again. Oh, man, I'm bleeding slow. I'm going to bed broke. Mad out is crazy, having a party in my head. But don't mind, big baby, I'm getting kind of sleepy. And baby, that look you've been giving me is getting creepy. You got the bullets, I got the time. You bring the bullets, I'll bring the wine. You bring your bullets, I'll bring my hat. And we can get the hell out before they find out where we're at. You got the bullets, I got time. You bring your bullets, and I'll bring the wine. You bring the bullets, I'll bring my bat. Cause I can tell you where it is,
but I can tell you where it's at.
Has a big wig seat. It tells me every single morning, boy, you're gonna be big B. It's kind of a cutie. It plays the flute G. And that flute playing wig wearing pigs. I figure out my hootie. Ain't no blowfish. Damn, I'm light as air, so I got this $1 million smile. I take it everywhere I go. Now I keep it hidden deep inside my big old head. I only take it out at night when I'm all alone in bed. You got bullets, I got time. You bring your bullets, I'll bring the wine. You bring your bullets, and I'll bring my bat. I can tell you where it is, but I can tell you got the bullets. I got the time. You bring your bullets. I bring the wine. You bring your bullets. Now bring my bat. And we can get the hell out before they find out where we're at. You got bullets.
Yeah. life will be better when you're not in it.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow.
Them opera stars or me, Milwaukee, here I come from Nashville, Tennessee. Milwaukee is where we were before we came here, working in a brewery, making the finest beer. You came to me on a payday night, said let's go to Tennessee. So we drove down to Nashville to the Grand Ole Opry. I'm gonna get on the old turnpike and I'm gonna ride. I'm gonna leave this town till you decide which one you want the most. Those opera stars or me, Milwaukee, here I come from Nashville, Tennessee.
People, I was walking down Pennsylvania Avenue and I heard a lot of people talking about the White House. I decided I'd drop in there that night. When I got there, I said, man, we're shaking. They said, look, man, you can't come in here. This is where the president hang out. What you want? I said, look, man, I'm John Lee Hooker. I sing the blues. They said, the president don't have time for the blues. I said, look, man, everybody got to have the blues sometime, no matter where you're from or where you're at. So I decided to make a run for president. Yeah, I know everybody got the blues, because I'm in touch with them when I sing. It's my life. I got the number one record in Detroit right now. It's called Boom Boom. Yeah, it tells a tremendous story. These lyrics are something else. I want you to dig it and pick up on it. And every time you hear boom, boom, that's a dollar change. I don't need your money because I finance my own campaign. I ain't for sale. I keep a fat back roll in my pocket, baby, big as a hay bale. Yes, sir. Now I want everybody to know I'm strictly copacetic. I ain't Republican or Democratic. I got a new program for the nation. There's gonna be groove time, a big sensation. Every man and woman gets one scotch, one bourbon, one beer, three times a day if they stay cool. And little chillins gets milk, cream, and alcohol two times a day if they stay involved in school. Now boogie chillin. Time. Now I want nine fine looking women sitting on the Supreme Court. Their big legs, their tight skirts drive me out of my mind. When I need a judgment, they're gonna give it to me right on time. Have mercy. They call me on the phone saying, Johnny, we disagree on which one of us you like the best. I said, honey, y'all equally fine under the law. Yes, sir. Now I'm sharpening up the date. Jimmy Reed, Vice President, little Johnny Taylor, Secretary of State. Numbers 444. Domestic spending going up, continental clothes, Stetson hats, everybody's on the dance floor. Yes, all you backbiters and syndicators, hear what I say. Gonna stand for no trash talking, double dealing. If I catch you messing around the White House while I'm there, I might cut you, I might shoot you. I just don't know. And there's one point I really wanna prove. If you vote for John Lee Hooker, you know you're gonna groove. Don't be fooled by the Republican, don't pity the Democratic. Vote John Lee Hooker and everything gonna be mellow, knocked out, copacetic.
podcast comes from General Dynamics Information Technology. When cloud is the challenge, we bring you clarity. For more information, visit gdit.com/cloud.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. In Ukraine, fights are breaking out between pro- and anti-Russian protesters in the eastern province of Crimea. Demonstrators for and against the rapid change of government in Ukraine gathered in Crimea's capital today. The BBC's Mark Lowen is there.
Here in the Crimean capital, Simferopol, the tensions are absolutely clear to see. There is a huge demonstration at the parliament with basically two sides. One part waving Russian flags, they're ethnic Russians and Russian-speaking Ukrainians, shouting Russia and Crimea is Russia. And on the other side, you have the ethnic Ukrainians and the Muslim Tatar population here shouting Crimea is Ukrainian, Ukraine united.
The BBC's Mark Lowen. The unrest comes as Russian media report Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered the Russian military to test combat readiness in the regions near Ukraine. President Obama will call on Congress today to authorize hundreds of billions of dollars in
rainy day.
Heartless break, and it's so hard, baby, so hard to take.